It's like the old song about 10 green bottles, except there are still plenty of bottles hanging on the wall. Bart Bassett today became the 10th New South Wales MP to stand down under the spotlight of the Independent Commission Against Corruption. That's still hardly a scratch on the massive majority of the state's Liberal National Party government, but it's not a good look. The inquiry heard the property developer Buildev contributed tens of thousands of dollars to Brad Bassett's campaign in the lead-up to the 2011 election. Ashley Hall's been at the inquiry. He joins me now. So how did this come about?
Well, it all sounds very familiar, Mark. First thing this morning, before the hearing proper got underway, the Commissioner Megan Latham announced that the scope and purpose of the investigation would be extended because some further material had come to light. And she said it would be extended to look at whether the Nathan Tinkler-owned property development group Buildev and two of its staff, Darren Williams and Mark Regent, influenced or sought to influence Bart Bassett to make planning decisions for their benefit. So this afternoon, Mr. Bassett issued a statement saying he would stand aside during the investigation and says he will protest his innocence.
Has he come up before? His name come up before?
His name has been mentioned before, but not in quite as much detail.
So what evidence is there?
Well, Mark, the inquiry's heard that $18,000 from Buildev found its way into Mr. Bassett's campaign account. At the time, he was the mayor of Hawkesbury in Sydney's north, and he'd only just backed one of Buildev's developments in the area. As well, another big planning decision was before the council, and Mr. Bassett cast his deciding vote in favour of that proposal. In the witness box today, one of the co-founders of Buildev, Darren Williams, was quizzed about the money paid to Mr. Bassett's campaign. He was shown documents that suggest Mr. Williams planned a private meeting with Mr. Bassett at Mr. Bassett's home, and it noted that the Buildev team could land their helicopter in his backyard because the neighbours there would be used to that sort of thing, Mr. Bassett being a helicopter pilot and all. The inquiry was also shown documents relating to a controversial development in North Richmond in which a Buildev staffer raises concerns about the objections pushed by one Hawkesbury councillor. And they hatched, it seems, a plan to silence her. It was suggested that Buildev hire her partner, a lawyer, then exploit the resulting conflict of interest to have the councillor stand aside from that vote and
that
effectively neutralise the vote. We haven't heard whether that actually went into, that plan actually got put into motion. Mr. Williams today agreed that ethically it's probably not right to do such a thing. The council assisting Geoffrey Watson asked, are there circumstances when it would be okay? His response, more than likely not.
So 10 Liberals gone now. To what extent have they gone? In other words, just run through them and tell us who's actually left the parliament and who's just stood aside from the party.
The crossbenchers are now getting quite busy. You've got Bart Bassett, of course, we've just talked about, who joins the ranks of independents today, bringing this investigation into the outskirts of Sydney. Of course, it began in Central Coast seats, and the MPs Chris Spence and Darren Webber stood aside, announcing they wouldn't recontest the next election when their names were raised in connection with an alleged slush fund called 8x5. The Upper House member Marie Fakara moved to the crossbench in April after being asked questions about allegedly soliciting banned donations, and then the investigation moved to the Hunter, and the member for Swansea, Gary Edwards, stood aside when the Newcastle Lord Mayor, Jeff McCloy, who's also a property developer, told the inquiry he gave Mr. Edwards about $1,500 before the election. Of course, the member for Newcastle, Tim Owen, and the member for Charlestown, Andrew Cornwall, quit Parliament altogether after admitting taking envelopes stuffed with cash from
Mr.
McCloy.
So there are two by-elections coming up, as
there will be two by-elections, yes. And then we still have the former Minister Chris Hartcher and Mike Gallagher, both accused of involvement in securing questionable donations for Liberal candidates. We expect to see both of them in the witness box in the next week or two. And to get to our 10, you need to add in the former Premier Barry O'Farrell, who quit his post after admitting misleading the ICAC over a gift of a bottle of wine. That's how you get to 10. Of course, if you include federal Liberals, you would have to include Arthur Sinodinos, who stepped aside in March from his position as Assistant Treasurer. He's facing questions about his dealings with the company Australian Water Holdings.
What an extraordinary few months it's been. Ashley Hall, thank you very much.